There's been a bit of a problem at Granville Station. Lloyd, what's the problem here?
Well, what we know so far is that a rail bridge, a train bridge at Granville has collapsed. We believe three people have been hurt. The police rescue squad are on the way. That's all we know at the moment.
One of those days, huh? Meantime, extensive delays at
That particular day, I didn't get a seat. Missed it. A little blonde lady got it. And strangely, I can still see that lady's face today. It's amazing. I remember her looking up at me. And that's the thing that stayed with me. And after the event, of course, and I walked past, stood at the back of that first-class section.
Malinaw na naaalala ng pasahero na si Rob Garner ang araw na iyon sa kanyang pagbiyahe mula Parramatta patungo ng sentro ng siyudad ng Sydney kung saan siya nagtatrabaho sa kumpanya ng NRMA.
I went through into the second carriage because it was pretty packed to the back of the third carriage. Went through into the second carriage, found myself a seat in there and sat down about a third of the way down that second carriage, I reckon. And as soon as I sat down, it just went off the rails. It just went all black. It was jumping and rolling and I was just hanging onto the seat in front of me, just, you know, staring at the front of the carriage, waiting for it to explode. But that was the sensation I had. I'm going to die here. It's all going to blow up.
There's just bodies everywhere. Everywhere. I thought it was just the carriage under the bridge at first, but then I had a look on the other side of the bridge at the locomotives on its side, and one carriage, all you can see is the floor of it, it's on its side. It had the top ripped off it, the others have jackknifed into it. It's just dreadful.
Ang 170 toneladang konkretong tulay ay bumagsak sa ikatlo at ikaapat na karuwahe ng tren kung saan karamihan ng mga napatay sa bahaging ito ay mga nakaupo.
I just didn't know what had happened, so got out of my seat, walked to the back of the second carriage, looked down on the track, saw the mess that was in the first carriage and the engine they were in because they were on their side and damaged and everything. Looked back and at the third carriage, and I said to a fellow beside me, I just said, how come all those poor buggers are dead and I'm alive? Because that's where I was only a matter of 2 or 3 minutes ago. My guardian angel, whoever, whatever that is, was looking after me that day. So I guess the biggest thing is the survivor guilt, which I still feel today. It never leaves you.
Ang pangyayaring ito ay kinakitaan ng mga panliligtas o pag-rescue na hindi pa kailanman dating nasaksihan sa Australia. Si Barry Gobi, ang unang opisyal ng ambulansya na dumating sa pinangyarihan.
I looked around and there was this, everybody was just sitting in their seats because the side of the carriage had actually blown out. And we were virtually walking on the side of the carriage and everybody was exposed sitting in their seats. Still reading their newspapers, playing cards and whatever they did on a country run, and their heads were virtually pushed down into their laps and they were virtually crushed and not being able to breathe. So I'm standing there looking at all these people. I had this feeling of peace and serenity and the silence of death that sort of followed.
Sinabi niya, siya at ang iba pang rescue worker ay lubos na hindi makapaniwala sa bigat at kalakihan ng tungkulin na nasa kanilang harapan.
I just felt rather helpless because there was nothing I could really do. I'm standing there with a first aid box in my hand full of band-aids. And I've got, like 83 people died in the scene. I've got looking at 20 or 30 people straight off that I couldn't help. And I could only assist one or two people. And as the day went on, we just had to attend to one person at a time and free one person at a time.
Sa mga sumunod na pagsisiyasat, nabunyag ang kalumaan ng infrastruktura at kakulangan sa pamumuhunan sa maintenance nito. Ang dating New South Wales State Rail Authority ay nagbayad ng mahigit 10 milyong dolyar sa 207 biktima at kanilang mga pamilya.
The legacy out of all this was that the emergency services have sort of up their game, you might say. Even for the simple thing like color-coded helmets. fluid replacement, crush injury syndrome and things like that that were developed out of the Granville train disaster. And of course, rail safety has improved immensely since 1977.
At para naman sa pasaherong si Rob Garner, ang opisyal na paghingi ng tawad ng pamahalang estado ay isang pagkilos na malugod na tinatanggap.
Very pleased it's happening. As I said, once again, specifically for those that lost ones, loved ones, and those that suffered badly with injuries and such like. And even those that might be mentally still struggling with it, you know, for them as well. So, yeah, 40 years too late. Should have been done at the time.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.